Well, the owner of a miniature pig in Vernon is fighting to keep her pet home. Cora Lee Carrier and her partner have a one-year-old micro pig named Layla. Layla has her own Instagram account with more than 1,000 followers. But in the city of Vernon's eyes, Carrier's pet pig is Porcus non grata on residential property. And now the city has told the couple to find Layla a new home. Coralie isn't backing down, however. She joins me on the phone from Vernon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And Coralie, can you tell us a little bit about Layla?
She is the best thing ever. She loves camping. She loves cuddling. She loves eating. She sleeps in her own room in a playpen. She knows a couple tricks like sit, spin, kisses. She knows how to shake both hooves. She's just great.
And so she's a one-year-old miniature pig. Where did you get her from?
I got her from Alberta Micro Pigs in Alberta.
And how big do you expect that she'll grow?
I don't believe that she's going to get any much bigger than what she is right now.
How big is she now?
She is 30 pounds.
And so how did you find out that Layla and then other miniature pigs are not allowed in Vernon?
I actually just discovered when Bylaw came to my house on Sunday and just gave me the lowdown on the laws of Vernon, and that's when I realized that they were different.
What did the Bylaw officer actually say?
He basically just said that there was a complaint of the noise that she makes every once in a while, and that we would just have to rehome her within 30 days because pigs aren't allowed within city limits.
So this is your pet. What was it like to get that news?
It was devastating. I was heartbroken, but then I just kind of, took a breath and realized that I could try and fight it and do what I can to keep her and us in our home.
And did you know about the bylaws relating to pet pigs when you moved to Vernon?
I didn't, no.
And so you mentioned that you're hoping to fight this. What are you doing right now?
I am. So I'm in the middle of filling out a variance application to get some time with city council to just plea my case and hopefully show the city that she's awesome and smart and loving, and she's just a pet as much as a dog is.
And so you'll go before city council. What are you going to tell them when you have that audience?
I haven't exactly planned out what I'm going to say, but I'm basically just going to try to open their minds to seeing how she's a pet and a loving companionship and not a farm animal.
And I think in your research, you found out that this isn't the first time that a pig owner has appeared before the city. What can you tell me about other cases in Vernon?
Yeah, so I reached out to a lady named Brenda. She dealt with this with her pig last year named Felix, and she won the case. So I'm taking a lot of information from her. She's been helping me throughout this for since day one.
And so Felix's owner was allowed to keep her pet pig?
Yeah, she was.
So do you have your appointment set up to talk to the city councilors?
I don't yet, no. So once I bring in my variance application, they will reach out to me with a day and time.
And what will you do if they decide to not change this bylaw for you?
We would move out of city limits.
You'd move? You'd actually leave?
Yeah. It would just be way too devastating for us and for her to rehome her to a different owner.
Now, you've shared your story on social media. What has the reaction been like the last couple of days?
Overwhelming with support. I am blown away with how many people truly see how they are just pets and how smart they are. And it's been great. Like, I have so much support throughout, like all of Alberta, lots of locals, and it's just been great.
And I understand you have an online petition going. How many signatures have you gathered in the last day or so?
So within 24 hours, I almost had 1,000. I'm 111 away from 1,000 signatures on the online petition.
Well, thanks for joining us, Coralie, to talk about Layla the pig, and good luck
when
you go before council.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Coralie Carrier is the owner of a mini pig in Vernon that's facing banishment from city limits. And we reached out to the city of Vernon, and Clint Canister is the manager of protective services with the city. He says pigs of any type aren't allowed on residential properties in Vernon.
Mini pigs, as people call them, or micro pigs, as other people call them, eventually will grow up into a larger pig. That can have problems, and we've certainly had problems in the past, with complaints. you know, with regards to smell or odor, with regards to noise, with regards to, you know, them getting out, you know, all kinds of things like that. They may have to look to, you know, see if they can give it away or, you know, find a piece of property that might support that use, right, that may, you know, be agricultural in nature. You know, it's kind of one of those things. I mean, if you want to have a cow or a pig or, you know, something of that nature inside city limits, well, then, you know, the property has to be large enough to support that and zoned correctly because, you know, that's the whole idea behind zoning is we don't want to have uses that conflict with each other. And certainly, you know, as with dog control, you know, we certainly have, you know, lots of regulations surrounding that to make sure that people are looking after their animals correctly. And, of course, you know, dogs and cats have huge histories of being companion animals. Pigs, not so much, right? So.
That's Clint Canister with the City of Vernon. He says Carrier and her partner can apply to plead their case to the to City Council to see if they can keep their pig. Last year, the owners of a Vietnamese potbelly pig were successful in a similar plea and were allowed to keep their pet.